Hello, friends, and welcome to Grits in the Gospel. My name is Katie Griffiths, Reverend Katie Griffiths, as a matter of fact, in this platform. Anyway, I am coming to you on August 11th, on the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. It is still an ordinary time, and we are working our way toward the end of this lectionary year, and then we will start afresh in Advent. And as we work through that, we are continuing in the book of John today with Jesus's explanation of being the bread of life. I'm excited to be with you today, and I am thankful that we get to worship together in this way. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Our psalm today is the 34th psalm, verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us come together this morning and reflect on the words of the Apostles' Creed as we remind ourselves of the basic tenets of our faith. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, on this beautiful Sunday, even though we call it ordinary, this time of the year is nothing ordinary. It is beautiful and timely and poignant and wonderful. We thank you for each and every day, each and every Sunday we get to worship together. Hear us now as we pray the words that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today we are continuing our work through John, the 6th chapter. We're going to start with verse 35 as a reminder of the I Am statement, and then move into verses 41 through 51. Hear now the word of the Lord. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him and said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, I am so humbled to be given each week these beautiful words that are only able to come because of you. May each and every person that is listening be as touched by them as I was when they were given to me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Who do you think you are? It is the title of a Spice Girls song and the name of a TV show. One title with two very different meanings. Who exactly are the Spice Girls, one might ask? They are a British girl group that was very popular in my growing up years. Posh Spice, Scary Spice, Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, and Ginger Spice sang about all kinds of issues relevant to a teenage girl. In their song with this title, the Spice Girls meant the question as an insult for someone who thought they were better than they really were. They sing these words, "The top is high, so your roots are forgotten. Giving is good as long as you're getting what's driving you. It's ambition and betting." On the other hand, the TV show has a chance for celebrities to explore their family tree. It's very similar to the now popular Finding Your Roots program with the great Henry Louis Gates Jr. Depending on how you emphasize the words in the question influences how we see it interpreted. For the Spice Girls version, you almost have to put your hand on your hip and give someone the side eye. Exactly who do you think you are? For the TV show, you ask the question with compassion and wonder, who do you think you are? Before you start to question my sanity, the Spice Girls and family trees, it's not a normal combo. But hear me out. Because in a weird way, both are applicable to the scripture today. We are continuing the story of the first I am statement of Jesus. I am the bread of life. But this week we see the Jewish people questioning that statement. They're pushing back at the idea of Jesus being divine. Verse 41 and 42 give us insight into their questions. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" We see the complaining about his family tree in verse 42. They are questioning the TV show premise with the Spice Girls' attitude. Can't you see them with their hands on their hips giving Jesus the side eye? "I know your people. Why do you claim to come from heaven?" And think about how weird that sounded to them. We can see it now with different eyes because we have thousands of years of faith and belief to help us understand the scripture and who Jesus was and is. But to the people following Jesus, even though they had chosen to follow him, it was a little strange. It was basically like me telling the people I grew up with and know my family that I'm an alien. Now, this is just an example. I have not been performing miracles or healing people, so there's no basis for the argument for me to actually be from the heavens. But it does help put their questions in perspective. I have no way to justify that claim. Jesus did. He had been showing them and telling them, but it was hard to wrap their heads around. But instead of a more Spice Girls reaction, maybe they should have had a more of a sense of wonder when they asked it. Wow, who do you think you are? So Jesus takes another stab at explaining it to them. He starts back at the beginning. Step one. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Jesus is saying, everything comes from God. How do I know that? Well, the scripture says only the one who has seen the Father will be able to understand fully. That's who I think I am. Step two. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. If you believe step one, you have to believe that I am the one place to find salvation. That's who I think I am. The bread of life. Two easy steps. It seems so simple, and yet it is so beautiful and complex. And beyond our human understanding, that I can almost see how they would be totally baffled. So the final piece is a further explanation of his heavenly family tree. To answer the question they had asked at the very beginning, is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Who exactly do you think you are? I am the bread of life. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that no one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. That's who I know I am. He tells them. He says it in chapter 4, in this chapter, chapter 6, four different times. Verse 35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Verse 48, I am the bread of life. Verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I will give for this life of the world is my flesh. Verses 57 and 58, I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Over the next few weeks, we'll look more in depth at the last verses that Jesus explains the bread of life I am statement. But we can see that he keeps repeating it, explaining it from every angle, showing them exactly who he is through the first I am statement, and then through the six others throughout the book of John to help them see the fullness of the man standing in front of them. The divine nature of who he was, the necessity of their faith to believe in him as their savior and not just their teacher. His connection with his father and the way he would come to be an intercessory for them in heaven. When someone asks, who you are, what do you tell them? In my hometown, I used to always explain to people who I was by who I was related to, just like in the scripture, just like in the TV show that asks, who do you think you are? I'm Roy and Kathy's daughter. I'm Gogi Marsh's granddaughter. I'm Charlie's sister. I'm Charlie McAfee's great-granddaughter. I even once had to introduce myself as Monty's cousin. Always had to show what part of the family tree I was in. That's how people related to me in Macon. My own I am statements to show exactly who I thought I was. I've tried to change that some these days. No one up here in Buford knows who Charlie McAfee was, or what great things Roy Griffiths did in his community as the compliance officer at the medical center. My list should have always started with, I am a child of God. It has other things on it, like I'm a lover of the arts, I'm a friend, I'm a daughter and a sister, I'm a caretaker, I'm an Auburn fan. What things are on your list? How do you see yourself? How do you want those around you to see you? Jesus gave us that list for himself to help us understand who he was. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. John 8:12 and John 9:5, I am the light of the world. John 10:7, I am the door of the sheep. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 15:1, I am the true vine. He gave us the list so that we could start our own list with, I am a child of God. Who do you think you are? We don't have to put our hand on our hips and give each other the side eye. We just have to ask the question so we can learn about each other and we can learn more about the man that was and the God that is. I am the bread of life. That's who he knows he is. Amen. As we go throughout our weeks this week, let us take a minute every day to think, today, besides being a child of God, who do I think I am? In life and death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.